Here's today's No Sweat News, Dave.
Okay, let's do this,
wow,
baby.
Florida. Welcome back. I mean, the capital of the No Sweat News rarely, it just never fails to provide.
No, it doesn't.
Now, let's...
Florida's a gold mine.
Let's introduce you to Bethann Franchak of St. Pete Beach, Florida.
Okay.
See, last Thursday, she called the police because she had a problem.
She did
she? Please come over to my residence as soon as possible because the methamphetamine I just bought is beat. It's junk, officer.
Okay, that's... You know, I know Florida's different. But the last time I checked, meth is still very much illegal.
She had spent $20 of hard-earned money.
I know, girlfriend. But listen, it doesn't matter. It's illegal. Sorry.
$20 she spent on this, and the buzz was not good. So the cops came, and they said, well, thank you so much. We'll test this.
Oh, they go good
and
for them.
It tested positive for meth.
Okay,
so
good.
Beth got a free ride to the police department.
Oh, Beth.
Felony possession of a controlled substance.
Beth. You can't do that.
Yeah.
It happens.
Dateline.
When I was in high school one time, I tried to purchase something that ended up just being a mailing stamp.
See what happens?
That's all I'm going to say about that. Sticky. This isn't having the effects that I was thinking.
Trying to mail a letter, were you, David?
Yeah, trying to mail my brain to Mars.
Mail your whole head. Dateline England for story number two. A criminal was nabbed by the bobbies last week after his DNA was found on a half-eaten peach at the crime scene.
What?
Aaron Burton broke into the Ashington home. He ransacked it, made off with jewelry and cash and so forth. Now, see, cops almost let the peach get away because they figured the homeowners had left it. But after the police had come in and swept the house for clues and so forth, fingerprints, the homeowners came back and saw the peach, were like, well, what is this? Why is there a half-eaten peach? Did you guys want to finish this? Or, and the cops said, well, we didn't need it. We thought it was yours.
Oh, no.
They said, maybe it's... So they tested it for DNA.
And
Aaron Burton just got pegged for the breaking and entering.
Oh, well. Sorry.
Might want to finish the peach.
Yeah, I would just finish. Who has a half-eaten peach?
Maybe.
My gosh, even my kids can finish a peach.
Take the pit with you, too, just in case.
Jeez.
And now there's a new trend that I've noticed on social media. I don't know. Would you do this?
What?
Some people are putting up their Christmas trees already.
No. And I love the holiday season. I've said that many, many times.
I know.
I wait for the very, very first Friday after Thanksgiving.
People are putting up their Christmas trees, but they're not decorating them with Christmas ornaments quite yet.
Oh.
What I'm seeing on Instagram is fall trees. People decorating their Christmas tree with like pumpkin and Halloween oriented stuff.
Okay. And but then, by the time it gets to Christmas, that thing's going to be as dry as a bone.
Isn't it like
and the fire hazard?
A tinder box at that point.
You can't. First of all, it's just not going to look so great because the needles will start falling off.
It's a Charlie Brown special at that point.
And then secondly, the other dangerous issue is the fire hazard aspect.
I'm not buying it.
Nah.
But apparently, people are putting up their Christmas trees already.
I mean, it would make sense because Halloween, I think, wasn't that a pagan thing where they did, like, dance around a tree all nude and stuff, and now somehow we turned it into costumes?
I don't know about the nude dancing.
I'm telling you,
I'm
willing
to try, though.
I'm pretty sure I read it on this very reliable thing called the internet.
It could be.
Where, like, the origination of it was, like, pagans dancing, frolicking around a tree of some kind. Or maybe it was a pole, but still.
The Festivus pole, was it?
I don't know. I could be totally wrong. I wish someone would call up and help me out here.
You should probably look into the origins of the Christmas tree. You're not far from the pagan ritual.
Okay.
But that is the No Sweat News for today. Put up your Christmas tree. Hey, listen, I'm all for rushing the rest of this 2020 because
yeah,
it seems
true.
when Rick Moranis is getting sucker punched in on Broadway,
don't even start.
It's time to just rush the next couple of months and just sleep in the new year.
Yeah, we have to find the culprit there and put that person behind bars for a very long time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.